Taos, New Mexico, from a younger sibling's perspective, it's always a good day whenever you can beat an older brother or sister at something, especially when cold hard cash is on the line. Down in Taos, New Mexico, Canmore brothers and national ski teams Eric Reed and Jeff Reed continued their big year of head-to-head drag racing dominance, and a little sibling rivalry, last weekend, March 31 to April 2, at the 2023 Taos World Pro Ski Championships. In the men's giant slalom, GS, big final, Jeff won the U.S. $20,000 grand prize, and in the small final, Eric snagged third and U.S. $4,500. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Eric Reed, at eric.reed. Although, a bit of an advantage leans in favor of the Reeds, who grew up competing in the head-to-head parallel style format at the Bozo Cup and Kinder Cup every spring at Banff National Park Ski Hills. It's something I was always good at, said Jeff, 25. It definitely triggers something in my head and it's a lot of fun because it's just so much intensity and such a fun format of racing. It's easy to watch, too, and everyone is having a good time. In two GS runs, Jeff downed USA's River Radames in the big final by a total of 0.42 seconds. No slouch on skis, Radames played a key role on the Golden Mixed Parallel team at the World Championships in February. In the same competition, Team Canada, which consisted of the Reeds, Canmore's Britt Richardson, and Valérie Grenier of Ontario, won a historic bronze medal. Clearly my brother and I have a knack for the head-to-head racing, said Eric, 31. Again, we have to tip our hats to the Kinder and Bozo Cups. Growing up with those events over the years and being comfortable seeing someone out of the corner of your eye. Eric defeated USA's Michael Ankeny by 0.40 seconds to claim third in Taos. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by World Pro Ski Tour, at World Pro Ski Tour. However, what sent the Reeds to opposite finals was a showdown between the parallel specialists in the semis. Their Olympian uncle, Jim, who used to race in the early World Pro Ski days, also gave his nephews tips on the best way to approach parallel racing. But all their similar tricks and course knowledge of head-to-head racing were voided and it was going to take top-notch skiing to get the job done. Up against big bro Eric, who was last year's GS champion, the pressure was on. I think that was my most nerve-wracking two runs of the day. For sure the second one, said Jeff. Eric and I have raced, parallel, more than a few times along the way, so it's always a little feud we got going on. Eric added, racing Jeff for the berth into the finals was cool, but at the same time, like, can't let little bro beat me. On the first run, Jeff managed to pull ahead, edging out Eric by 0.20 seconds at the bottom. Eric said he noticed earlier in the knockout competition that his brother was very fast on the flats at the bottom half of the course. When we were neck and neck, I was like, oh boy, and, sure enough, I saw him take off on me and he beat me on the slower course, so I really knew I had my work cut out for that second run, said Eric. On run two, Jeff had the advantage out of the start gate by 0.20 seconds, but his two-time Olympian brother chased him down and gained valuable time. However, it was a so close yet so far away moment for Eric, who skied in 0.09 seconds behind. I came away big last year and, it was, Jeff this year, we kept the World Pro GS title in the family, said Eric. I'm a little bit bummed he snaked me, but at the end of the day it was a fun weekend and I'm happy for my brother. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Jeff Reed, at Jeff Red. On the brackets, the brothers had previously looked to see where they could match up. Jeff said it was too bad it wasn't in the big final. Brothers going against each other. It's too bad it wasn't in the big final, but it was pretty awesome he was able to turn around the small final and get on the podium with me, said Jeff. It's always fun to beat your big brother. To continue the theme of parallel racing, the Bozo Cup and Kinder Cup take place this weekend, April 8-9, at Mount Norquay in Banff. The Reeds are expected to compete in the annual races.